All right. It is the end of the season and always a special time for us for a visit from our poetess, and that is Elizabeth Chapman. She's been on with us before and has written some very, very nice poems about giants, about baseball, but just capturing the essence of the different parts of the season. And Elizabeth, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you, Marty. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you great. We put up with anything to get you on. It's absolutely fine. So we're glad to have you. But tell us about your latest poem, and we want to hear it.
Sure. The poem is called Listening to the Giants in Montana, Like a River. And its poem really tries to, it comes from the feeling, what I think of is fall. It's a bittersweet mood. The word season works two ways, baseball season and September as the end of summer. And it's a poem of two places, Montana, where I happen to be, and the place where the Giants live and have their home, and overall, broadcast radio as a way of bringing them together.
All right, let's hear it. This is wonderful.
Listening to the Giants in Montana, like a river. 800 miles from California, the radio comes in strong, the soundtrack of our summer life. Full dark here and posies at the plate. A majestic drive to left center field. That's John Miller. It's Sunday baseball in a long drought, one burst of joy. Three deer are grazing just outside our kitchen door. The season, like a river, running shallow in the fall. It's nearly over, just a few games left. Listen, a cottonwood wind is rising, and it's cold. Tuesday night, the team's at Petco Park. Here's Trevor Brown. A crack of the bat, a long double, bouncing all the way to the wall, his first hit in the majors. Everything else stops. The traffic, the lonely train, the broken gate you need to fix before winter, and bliss is what you glimpse from the corner of your eye. Our last float trip, three river otters chirp and squeal, the oars creak, the run of good water up ahead. And what about this year, the big one you've lost? A brilliant rainbow leaps and tastes your fly, bends the rod, plays your line out all the way to the backing, and disappears into the depths. We'll love it here again. I'll drink my cup of optimism in the morning. That coffee's strong. We do not discuss missed fish, is what they say in Montana. Just catch you next time.
Very sweet. Very good. The way to catch you next time. That's the way this season ended. Elizabeth, thank you so much for being with us again.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, that is Elizabeth Chapman. Raph, nice job of getting that on for us. We love it. And, of course, Elizabeth always makes those poems available if you email me at marty@kmbr.com. We'll turn that over to Raph, and he'll take care of it after that.